In Texas, some seem mystified as to why Governor Abbott and conservative Republicans would make reining in overreaching regulation from local government such a high priority as to have called a session of the legislature to deal with such. The reason is we already have many examples of where such regulation leads. There was a major piece by Joel Kotkin, our old Democrat friend, at the Daily Beast titled, "Why the Greens Lost and Trump Won," and in it you'll find this. The cutting edge for green soft authoritarianism lies in California. On his recent trip to China, Governor Brown fervently kowtowed to President Xi Jinping. Brown's environmental obsessions also seem to have let loose his own inner authoritarian, as when he recently touted the coercive power of the state. Coercion has its consequences. California has imposed, largely in the name of climate change, severe land use controls that have helped make the state among the most unaffordable in the nation, driving home ownership rates to the lowest level since the 1940s and leaving the Golden State with the nation's highest poverty rate. The biggest losers from Brown's policies have been traditional blue-collar, energy-intensive industries such as home building, manufacturing, and energy. Brown's climate policies have boosted energy prices and made gas in oil-rich California about the most expensive in the nation. We know where the roadmap of these local regulations will take us, and we need to stop it before we do to Texas what the left has done to so many other once golden states. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.